Welcome to Radio Tacoma Interviews. I'm Pam Beal, and today we have as our guests Justine Janot and Chad Channing of the wonderfully named group Can of Clouds. Now, I get a lot of music submissions, but it was the title of your band that caught my eye. I really love that name. Where did you come up with the name?
Well, Can of Clouds. So way back in like 2009, I started a little electronic idea, a music idea that I started recording stuff on GarageBand, and it was just me, and I never released it, never did anything with it, but I had a quite a number of songs that I did, and so we were actually in the car. And I had some of my Can of Clouds. It was called Can of Clouds, and I had come up, through my shuffle, my iPod. And so Justine was like, "Oh, I've always liked this kind of stuff, And I said, "Yeah, this is Can of Clouds." He goes, "Oh, that's kind of a cool name." And I said, "Well, we could use it." And
what he left out was we were searching for a band name. We're like, naming off all kinds of things that we could name it, and we weren't really coming up with anything. So I was paying attention a lot to band names just to get ideas. And when I heard this or saw this in the car, because it shows up, I didn't realize that was him, actually. And so I didn't realize until probably a few weeks later when we were looking in his computer for things that Can of Clouds was actually a project that he did. Can of Clouds, that's a cool name.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd never released anything, so technically I never used the name for anything.
Right, right.
But
well,
it only took
that's
flight.
A good story. So I know, Chad, that you were the drummer on Nirvana's first album, Bleach. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
Yeah, and did you keep in touch with them after that, or?
I did. I mean, it's, at that point, everything got so busy. I mean, they'd gone on the sign, of course, with Geffen. And then, I think, their lives just went 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Every now and then we'd run into each other. I still see Chris off and on to this day. So, it's far and few between. But, it's enjoyable when we do see each other. So.
Now, was he a guitarist?
Well, Chris was a bass player, but he also plays guitar too.
Okay. I think he did an album with a guy named Robert Michael Pyle, a poet that we air. But anyway, that's a whole different story. We don't have to go down the rabbit hole of Nirvana today. And Justine, I know you were classically trained in the violin.
Yes. So I have a Tacoma connection, actually. I went to Pacific Lutheran University.
Oh, yeah.
So my Bachelor of Music is in violin performance from them.
Oh, okay.
But in high school, I also played in Tacoma Youth Symphony.
Oh, yes, we air their promos for their events.
Tacoma Symphony. So I kind of grew up, middle school and high school, I was in Federal Way, so I was pretty close.
Oh, okay. So yes, I know you guys are from the Seattle area. Is it still the general Seattle area, or is there a specific location?
North Kitsap. So Bainbridge Island, Paulsbow area.
Oh, that's wonderful. We love that area.
Yeah, we're basically about three miles south of the Hood Canal Bridge. So we're stone's throw across with it.
So lots of nature in your area, I'm going to guess. Now, let's talk about your debut album, which is Passing Vistas. So it seems like a lot of the songs are named after those sorts of things like Moonglade and Popular Planet and Passing Vistas. And so where did you get your inspirations for your various pieces?
When I think about it, being, an instrumental band as we are, I think I searched for songs that just would maybe, portray like a mood to try and tell the story, since there's no lyrics. And so I think that's how come maybe I was drawn to, like titles like Passing Vistas, just sort of a maybe visual things or something like that for me. So that's kind of where I sort of draw my influence, I suppose, just trying to, figure out how to tell a story through music without using lyrics. So.
Right. Which I appreciate. I'm one of the schedules for Radio Tacoma, and at night in particular, I like to schedule music that is soothing, or at least, not too raucous, I guess you'd say. And I love, I've scheduled Moonglade and Sand Drawings. They're wonderful. I love them. Love those two in particular. In fact, my husband was just listening to the music too, and he said Sand Drawings sounded like it had a Middle Eastern influence. I don't know if you intended that.
I did actually. I just
Okay.
feel like that. I've always sort of, I mean, I really enjoy, like, I guess world music from around the world, different things and aspects that it offers. So it's kind of fun to, do my best to implement some of that sort of stuff into what we do. And so, yeah, guilty as charged. That's
Yeah.
very Middle Eastern.
I guess it was Moonglade because that's I wrote that one. But I love French music, Spanish music,
Ah,
like
yes. Like Debussy, Ravel, that sort of thing, or?
really, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, the interesting thing, I just went on your Facebook page and I saw that your album, Passing Vistas, is coming out on vinyl.
We got it yesterday. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That is beautiful. So,
Yes.
obviously, our listeners won't be able to see the album, but they can go to your Facebook page.
Yes, and
Or
it's
your
available.
website.
Yep, on the website, and we on the Canta Clouds Facebook, we just made a little video that shows the album where we show it, so people can see what it looks
And our website, cantofclouds.com, it has all the links to all our social media and also our Bandcamp page, which is where you can purchase the album.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're on Bandcamp.
We'll have it at shows as well. We're getting it out into some of the local record stores. So
Oh,
right now,
good.
locally, Paulsbo and Bainbridge Island. So
Okay. Well, Tacoma has a kind of row of vinyl stores in Sixth Avenue. I don't know if you're aware of some of the vinyl stores that are there anyway. At least two.
we're thinking of contacting them this week, just so it's out before the shows.
See who might be
Good.
interested.
I'll
Maybe
take it.
carrying a couple copies and see what happens.
Yeah. So let's talk about the event at the Spanish Ballroom on June 1st at 7 o'clock. And the Spanish Ballroom, for anybody who doesn't know, here in Tacoma, is at the McMenamins Elk Temple. Have you played at that venue before?
We have not actually. We've never been there. We've been to the bar that was on the side or the little restaurant, and we heard something going on in there.
Okay.
But I've seen pictures, and I'm very excited to play there.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. Really lovely place. That's June 1st, Sunday, a Sunday, June 1st, 7 o'clock. And I know the doors open at 7. I think the show starts at 8.
Yes. So the show starts at 8, and we're so the first band to play is Battersea, which I should
Okay.
introduce them too as well, because it sounds like you've played their songs before.
Yes.
And they're Tacoma. And then Loud Motor is the other band that's playing. So very different than Loud Motor.
Yes.
You're both the band, I think.
So I think it'll be probably a loud night, and then we'll get you ready for your Sunday night,
Okay. All right. Yeah, and tickets are very interesting prices. $17.79 in advance and $23.64 the day of. So again, if you want to repeat, if people want to find your music, just if you want to repeat again how they can do that.
Our website, cantofclouds.com, has
Okay.
store link, which will take you directly to our Bandcamp, or if you want to go straight to Bandcamp, that's where it's available right now. And
Okay.
our digital music is available on many platforms, probably almost any platform like Apple.
Okay.
We're on Spotify. What else? Yeah.
Amazon, I believe.
Now, let me ask you something that I really haven't been able to ask any other musicians that I've interviewed. Do you sound different digitally than on vinyl, do you think?
Well, I think there's probably some subtle differences. I mean, When digital recording first started out, I don't think it was, I mean, there was more of a noticeable difference between that and, say, vinyl or being recorded on actual reel-to-reel tape. But digital has come a long ways, and they've really been pretty good at making things, sound very comparable. It's getting harder to tell the difference, I think. I mean, there's definitely something to be said for the recording onto reel-to-reel tape, and that there's a certain warmth that's always going to be there that I don't know if, I mean, you can definitely get that in digital recordings, like I say, if they've gotten better. But I still feel there's a little bit of a difference when it comes to digital and then vinyl.
Okay. Well, you must have because you chose to do a vinyl album, but I'm supposing that's partly too because of the album art, I'm guessing too.
And I think vinyl right now is becoming very popular
Oh, it's
again.
definitely becoming popular,
And one
yeah.
we've played this past year. We haven't been playing for that long together. This project started back in April last year, and then
Okay.
our show was in August at the Royal Room in Seattle. When we said yes to the show, we had three songs.
Oh.
And that's, they asked if we had a project going, and I said, just tell them yes. So
Okay.
got a half an hour set together. But a lot of times when we were playing out this past year, people would ask, our album wasn't out at that time, but they always would ask, is it going to be on vinyl?
Ah, okay. I see. That's good. Well, I just love that you are such an eclectic duo, electronic and acoustic, and then the fact that you have got sort of that more modern feel of electronic music, and yet you've got the violin, which you can just feel the sort of more classical influences with that. So it's a very different type of music than anything else we're airing right now, I must say, and I really appreciate that.
Well, that's
Oh, thank
cool.
you.
Yeah, I mean, we've a couple of shows where we've heard people talking about. So, how would you categorize these guys? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's when you look at electronic music, we've learned so many words to describe electronic music that I've never even heard of before we had to classify it, when we put the album out. And then I start listening to, the ones that they mentioned, and I said, well, it's not really this either. And then something said, like if you look at AI, it says new age. And then when I think of new age, I'm like, I don't really think, I don't this is new age.
Right. No. It's
So
not.
it's kind
So
of funny.
I don't know. It's something.
It's a fusion. And I just think anything that's fusion ends up being so much more interesting than what came before it. So maybe this is kind of something newer.
Yeah, well, I know it's fun to do. It's fun to play, and completely new water or new water for me. I've never done anything like this before, so it's been fun trying to figure out how to, put it all together, and especially interpret it live is an interesting sort of thing to pull off too, since there's only two of us, and figure out how to get all the sound, between the two of us. But
Yeah, and
oh,
we've been able
right.
to do that. So Chad plays an electronic drum set, and we've programmed the parts into his drum set, and we take out the parts that we've decided to do live. So you'll see Chad on electronic drums.
Yeah, it's a basically a multi-pad system, so just a thing like that with it. Yeah, and I will trigger I'll trigger the songs, and then they won't have the parts that we intend to play live, so we fill in the gap as we go, and we change it
Oh,
up
wow.
as the songs go on. So like there might be a song where I'll play guitar, so I'll play guitar along with it, or there'll be another one where I play bass, or she'll be on a synthesizer or
Yeah.
violin, so that sort of thing. So yeah, it's interesting.
So do the songs vary live, you think, then from the album?
Well, they're pretty close to the album, I think, because of that. And we need to get in-ear monitors, but one of our friends said she actually liked the retro look of it. We wear headphones so that we have, because the timing, you have to have it exactly perfect, otherwise it's off.
Yeah. That's funny. I like the look of headphones too.
It's definitely play with. These are stuff that I have mixed, but they were never mastered or anything like that. So they're not like finalized editions of it. So it's not like I've taken the finished a final product and then made uploads of that minus the tracks. They're before all that. So there's a sense of difference that I kind of like about that. It's a little bit more fundamentals, sort of a base of what the songs are. But they do close, so but I do appreciate that aspect. So there's a little difference going on. So
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say about the music before we close today?
I don't know if there's anything about the music. I mean, the Spanish Ballroom is our, of course, our big show in Tacoma. We are playing this weekend as well. This is our album release show at the Rabbit Box in Seattle.
Oh yeah, there's that.
And then we're playing on, let's see, KPTZ. It's a Port Townsend radio station on Sunday.
Oh, this coming Sunday?
Coming
9 o'clock,
Sunday.
and it's the show called Cats in Our Laps.
Okay. Cats in Our Lap on KPTZ. Okay, Port Townsend. All right. Well, I just want to say one more time that the show of Can of Clouds, the electronic acoustic duo, is on Sunday, June 1st at 7 o'clock at the Spanish Ballroom.
Great.
So, see you there.
See you there.
Thanks.
Much for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and welcome to Radio Tacoma.
Thank you.
Thank you.